Sagan, the astrophysicist, and science writer Druyan fell in love while working for NASA. They were putting together a record of human culture on phonographic discs to be sent out into deep space on the Voyager probes launched in 1977. The experience gave them, I think, a unique insight into transience and love. They wrote, "A billion years from now, when everything on Earth we've ever made has crumbled into dust, when the continents are changed beyond recognition and our species is unimaginably altered or extinct, the Voyager record will still speak for us." Impermanence by the American composer and choreographer Meredith Monk, a piece directly inspired by themes of death, loss, and the fragility of human life. Do her young dancers think of transience, with all of life apparently stretched out before them? I have Norman Nicholson to thank for first making me question the urge to rush on and miss life even as I live it. His encounter with a four-year-old, keen to point out he was rising five, inspired this poem that has haunted me since I first read it.
"I'm rising five," he said, "not four." And the little coils of hair unclicked themselves upon his head. His spectacles, brimful of eyes to stare at me and the meadow, reflected cones of light above his toffee-buckled cheeks. He'd been alive 56 months, or perhaps a week more. Not four, but rising five. Around him in the field, the cells of spring bubbled and doubled, buds unbuttoned, shoot and stem shook out the creases from their frills, and every tree was swilled with green. It was the season after blossoming, before the forming of the fruit. Not May, but rising June. And in the sky, the dust dissected the tangential light. Not day, but rising night. Not now, but rising soon. The new buds push the old leaves from the bough. We drop our youth behind us like a boy throwing away his toffee wrappers. We never see the flower, but only the fruit in the flower. Never the fruit, but only the rot in the fruit. We look for the marriage bed in the baby's cradle. We look for the grave in the bed. Not living, but rising dead.
Transience is buried not just within people and the natural world with its cycle of seasons, but in our monuments, the cities we thought would stand forever.
Ich bin gekommen, um adieu zu sagen, anderen sind schon vor und worten, doch dein Duft bleibt in der Luft zurück. Ich nehme mit, was keiner sagen kann, keiner so nah dran, wie ich dich spür, als wärst du hier. Weißt du noch, was dann der Abend kam? Gleich lagst du in meinem Arm, du sprachst nicht viel und strömtest weg ins blaue Licht. Ich bin gekommen, um adieu zu sagen, anderen sind schon vor und warten, doch dein Duft bleibt in der Luft zurück.
This song, Adieu, is by a band, 17 Hippies, brimming with influences from all around Europe, but who live in Berlin, a city I often dream about. In the 80s, it was a semi-mythical place. West Berlin is an outpost of the free world behind the Iron Curtain. When I first visited in 1994, I wandered the derelict wasteland of Potsdamer Platz, pre-war tram lines still disappearing into its heart, the wall still there in gap-toothed monolithic slabs. Within a couple of years, I found the square crowded with cranes, the largest building site in the world. Now the sharp edges of glass and metal skyscrapers meet in the centre like prows of ships. Ruins and memorials of beauty and of great terrors dot the city. Transience by the composer Penderecki, who says his music bears witness to the harrowing history of his native Poland in the 20th century. This piece is inspired by the poem Transience by Hermann Hesse. No permanence is ours. We are a wave that flows to fit whatever form it finds. I'm in the clock gallery of the British Museum, where they're winding up all the devices. Pendulums, astronomical clocks on which planets spin and chime the hours, a Baroque golden galleon once opened and fired its cannons to entertain kings and courtiers long turned to dust. I like coming here because I find it a place of great calm. Here is the invisible essence of the universe, time itself made manifest. What wars, what political dramas, what financial crises have some of these timepieces witnessed in their unrelenting, measured pace? Only one thing is certain: all things will pass.